我想请大家仍然打开《路加福音书》的第二章十一节。
And we shall continuously to read Luke chapter 2, verse 11.
我们一同来读第二章的十一节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 11.
好，一起来。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
在大卫的城里诞生的这位婴孩不是一位普通的婴孩。
And in David's town of David, a child was born. He's not an ordinary child.
他是世人已经等待了许久的救主。
He is a savior that the whole world has been waiting for a long time.
他是那位要来拯救世人的救主。
He is the one who come to redeem everyone from our own evilness.
他要拯救罪人，从哪里拯救出来呢？
Where he is going to redeem us?
从罪恶里拯救出来。
From our sins.
来，我们看马太福音书的第一章二十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
马太福音一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
主的使者向约瑟说，说什么呢？我们一同来读。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣。因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来，在罪恶里拯救出来。
So to save his people from sins.
他也就是那位最后一次献给神的羔羊。
He is the last lamb which is going to sacrifice for God.
他为什么要献祭呢？献上自己呢？
Why he want to sacrifice himself?
因为他要为人的罪
for people's sins,
接受神的处罚
and accept God's punishment.
圣经也说，他只要一次的献上，就担当了多人的罪
And the Bible also tells us, once he sacrificed himself, he carried all sins.
并且废除了以前献祭的一切礼仪。
And he has get rid of all the rituals in the previous time for sacrifice.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为过去在旧约的时代，每年所献的一切的祭都不能够洗净人的罪。
In the Old Testament, no matter how many sacrifices they were offering,They cannot get rid of people's sins.
所以以色列人他们都知道有一位以后要来的那一位才能够真正的除去世人的罪。
So all the Israelites, they understand there's one to come. He is the only one can redeem all of us to get rid of all their sins.
所以他们一直在等待着这一位。
So they will keep waiting and waiting.
主耶稣他也曾经说过
And our Lord Jesus, he did say,
他说我来是要拯救罪人
I come to save sinners.
我们来看路加福音书的第十章十九节
And let's turn to Luke chapter 19 and verse 10.
路加十九章十节
And Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
好，一起来。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。你我就是失丧的人。
You and I are the lost one.
所以耶稣来世上。
So when Jesus came,
是要来拯救我们的。
Is to save us.
所以主的使者这样子的宣告说。
And that's why God's angels proclaim.
今天在大卫的城里
And today in the town of David
为你们生了救主
The Savior was born
为你们
And for you
生了救主
and a Savior was born.
就是这位耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
以色列人他们不仅知道耶稣是救主。
The Israel, they not only know Jesus is the Savior.
他们也知道他耶稣是救世主。
And he is the Savior.
在约翰福音书第四章里面。
And it's in 1 John chapter 4.
那第四章，约翰福音第四章。
Oh, it's John chapter 4.
主耶稣跟那位井旁的撒玛利亚妇人传道。
And he preached to the women, the Samaritan women.
后来这位妇人去见证。
And later on, these women testified God.
后来那些人回来向这个妇人回答一句话。
And they come back to answer one sentence to these women.
我们来看这一处经文，是在约翰福音第四章的四十二节。
And it's in John chapter 4:42.
约翰福音第四章的四十二节。
And John chapter 4:42.
好，这些人回来向妇人说什么？我们一同来读。
And let's read together.
便对妇人说：“现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自见了，知道这真是救世主。”
So they say to the women, "We no longer believe just because of what you say. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
救世主就是世人的救主。
Savior is the salvation for the whole world.
这是约翰很重要的一句话。
And that's what John tried to preach.
他后来也再一次的强调救世主。
Later on, he keep emphasizing on this word, Savior.
我要请大家翻开约翰一书的第四章十四节。
Then let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
同样的，我们一同来读这一句。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章的十四节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 14.
约翰一书四章十四节，一同来。父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。所以这位婴孩是神差来做世人的救主。
So this infant who has been sent by God to be the Savior for the whole world
是犹太人等了很久的一位救主。
And the whole Israel nations that have been waiting for a long time for him.
犹太人对于神的认识莫过于认识神是为拯救的神。
And the Israels, they understand God more than they only understand God can save them.
因为神曾经多次的从敌人的手中救拔他们。
And because there are many times during the war, God has tried to save them from the danger.
神也曾经多次的从罪恶中拯救了他们。
And also redeemed them from their sins for many times.
所以他们知道神是拯救的神。
So they understand God is the God who can save them.
所以从旧约里让我们可以认识到拯救是神的神性之一。
So, God can save people. This is God's nature.
所以以色列人一直在等应许要来的那位救主。
So the Israels is keep waiting for the promised one.
庆祝圣诞节。
To celebrate Christmas.
其实也让我们看到神的应许是不落空的。
And we know that God's promise is not in vain.
就像刚才诗班所献的诗歌
It's just like the choir has sing
宝贵的应许
And they sing celebrate the promise
这就证明神是信实的神
So we know God is the God who is a promise God
在主前七百多年前神借着先知米迦说了一句话
And 700 years ago, God through this prophet has said one thing.
这位先知就预言。
Michael has said that.
主要降生在小伯利恒。
And Jesus is going to be born in Bethlehem.
伯利恒是大卫的家乡。
Bethlehem is a hometown for David.
我请大家打开米迦书，旧约米迦书五章第二节。
Can we turn to the Old Testament, Micah chapter 5, verse 2?
因为它是小先知书，所以不容易找。
Because this book is a small prophet book, it's not easy to find.
好，我给大家多一点时间找米迦书的第五章第二节。
And in Micah chapter 5, verse 2.
弥迦书第五章第二节
Micah chapter 5 verse 2
这里说伯利恒以法他你在犹大诸城中为小将来必有一位从你那里出来在以色列中为我做掌权的他的根源从亘古从太初就有所以耶稣后来果真的降生在这个小伯利恒城。
So later on, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
这个不起眼的一个地方。
This is a very little town, which is insignificant.
神的儿子却降生在这个地方。
But the Son of God was born in this town.
也借着一个不出名的小先知预言这一段。
And through a small prophet, Micah, he prophesied this birth of Jesus.
这位小先知还说到这位要来掌权的是怎样的一个人。
And also Micah has mentioned who is Jesus. This one's going to come to rule over all. What kind of person he is?
圣灵感动他说，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
And the Holy Spirit touched him, say, he is from before the beginning and before everything was created.
所以这位婴孩不是普通的婴孩。
So this infant is not an ordinary infant.
而是早已预言要来的救世主。
Is the Savior according to the prophecies.
他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
And his resource is from before all the creations.
就是说他是自由拥有的神。
And he's self-existing God.
是神穿上了一个人的样子。
He is who God wear up a human body, born as a human, become God.
降生在世上。
And become man and born on this earth.
也就是约翰所说的道成了肉身。
That's what John said, the word become flesh.
圣经常常提到
And the Bible often mentioned
无论是什么事
No matter what is going on
犹太人他们一贯的作风是要有两三个人来做证人
The Jewish custom they must have two to three witness
所以关于主基督的降生
So according the birth of Jesus
在路加福音书第二章里面
And in Luke chapter 2
也可以清楚地看到有三个见证人。
We know that they were three witness.
从21节到39节就讲到耶稣降生之后有三个见证人在那里做见证。
From verse 21 to 39, they were three people who testified Jesus is the Savior for him.
为什么呢？就是要来确认耶稣真正的诞生。
So that's to make sureJesus was born, and he is the Savior.
第一主人是谁呢?
Who is the first witness?
就是耶稣肉身的父母约瑟和玛利亚。
Is Jesus' parents, the human parents, Joseph and Mary.
第二个见证人就是西面。
And the second person is Simon.
就是今天我们要来看的这一位。
And he is the prophet.
第三位就是女先知亚拿。
And is a female prophet Anna.
从这个三个见证人身上
，from these three witnesses，
我们可以看到一个最关键的问题。
We can see one key question.
就是他们在神的面前，都是一位虔诚相信神的人。
They are reverent Christians in front of God.
就是因为他们有这样子的美德。
And because of their beautiful ritual.
使得他们的见证才有力量，才有可靠性。
So therefore, their testimony is powerful and reliable.
好，我们先来看约瑟和玛利亚。
And let's see Joseph and Mary.
他们是否相信耶稣呢？
Do they believe in Jesus?
我们知道耶稣的兄弟们，
And we know that the brothers of Jesus,
起初是不相信耶稣的。
In the beginning, they did not believe in Jesus.
在很多时，很多方面，他们都来讽刺耶稣。
And they actually criticize him and insulting him all the time.
但是耶稣复活后向他们显现。
But after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus appeared to them.
从那个时候，他们才开始相信耶稣。
And just then, they start to believe in Jesus.
而且他们也愿意为主舍命。
And they later on, they are willing to sacrifice themselves, their life for Jesus.
那么耶稣肉身的父母约瑟和玛利亚。
But how about Joseph and Mary?
他们相信他们手中所抱的是至高者的儿子吗？
Do they believe the baby they embrace on their arms and is the son of the Most High?
他们是否相信耶稣就是那位神道成肉身的吗？
Do they believe God is the God, the Word become flesh?
他们是否相信耶稣就是救世主，是弥赛亚吗？
Do they believe Jesus is Savior or Messiah?
答案是他们相信。
And the answer is yes.
约瑟是个义人。
Joseph is a righteous man.
我们怎么知道呢？
And how can we know?
我们来看马太福音的第一章十九节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 1 verse 19.
马太福音第一章十九节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse
19. 马太告诉我们。
Matthew has told us,
约瑟是个义人。
Joseph is a righteous man.
好，我们一同来读。
Shall we read together?
马太福音一章十九节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 19.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想暗暗地把她休了。
He had in mind to divorce her.
好，所以我们从马太福音书里面知道约瑟是个义人。
So from the book of Matthew, we know Joseph is a righteous man.
那么玛利亚呢？
How about Mary?
我们知道玛利亚做了一首诗歌。
Mary has written a song.
她说玛利亚的心尊主为大。
And her heart admired God, and God is the highest.
这节经文是在路加福音第一章四十六、四十七节。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47.
好，我们翻回路加福音第一章第四十六、四十六、四十六、四十七节。
To Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47.
好，玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵与神我的救主为乐。”
So, and Mary said, My soul glorified the Lord, and my spirit rejoiced in God my Savior.
所以从这里我们就知道耶稣的肉身父母约瑟和玛利亚他们是相信耶稣的。
So, Jesus' parents in flesh, they believe in Jesus.
好，现在我们来看第二个见证人西面。
And let's see the second witness.
所以我请大家回到二章的二十五节。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 25.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面。
And in here it written, Now there was a man of Jerusalem called Simon.
这人又公义又虔诚。
Who was righteous and devout.
素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
He was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
又有圣灵在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
所以我们看见西面这个人很特别。
So, Simon, this person is very special.
圣经只有在这里短短的几节提到他。
Bible only mentioned him in these few phrases.
世上虔诚信主的人不多。
In this world, who are actually very devoted is not many.
其实在使徒行传里的记载。
In the books of Acts, it has a record.
五旬节在圣城耶路撒冷楼上聚会的时候。
And in the Pentecostal festival, and when the Holy Spirit come, they worship.
那时只有120个人。
It's only 120 people were over there.
所以我们看到以色列人真正的等待弥赛亚的不多。
So even among Israelites who are actually earnestly waiting for Messiahs, there are not many people.
西面这个名字很普通。
Simon, this name is an ordinary name.
意思就是说神听到。
It means God has heard.
若是我们翻到这个创世纪29:33。
So if we turn to Genesis chapter 29, verse 33.
在这里我要告诉大家，新约里面翻译这个西面。
So how Simon was translated in here?
这个面跟旧约里面那个西面的面不一样。
It's a different translation.
但是若是你去查英文圣经的话，名字是一样的。
But in English, it's the same.
好，所以我请大家打开创世纪的29:33。
In Genesis 29, verse 33.
29:33。
Genesis chapter 29, verse 33.
这里告诉我们西面是什么意思。
And it tells us what Siemens actually mean.
好，一起来。他又怀孕生子，就说耶和华因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子，于是给他起名叫西面，小字。啊，就是神听见的意思。
Yep, it's God has heard.
所以从旧约先知书里面可以看到。
So in the Old Testament, in all the books of prophet, we can see that.
犹太人一直在等待。盼望那位安慰者来到。
The Jews, they continuously are waiting for the Comforter.
也就是救世主君王的来到。
And Savior and the King.
西面也不例外。
And Simon is not exceptional.
他也一直在祷告呼求。
He pray and calling to God.
呼求这位救世主的来临。
And ask God to send this Savior.
信实的神
Our faithful God
终于实现了他的呼求
And has fulfilled his calling.
让西面可以看到弥赛亚的降临
So to like Simon can see the Savior was born.
西面是一个典型的代表人物
SoSimon is a classic representative.
他可以代表极少数的真正相信神的犹太人。
He represents a small portion of the Jews who truly believe in God.
他因着信被称义。
And because of his faith, he can be called righteous.
我们知道，因信称义才必然得救。
And you need to believe in God because of your faith, then you can get saved.
称义不是靠行为。
You can be called righteous, it's not because of your act.
这个保罗在罗马书信里面解释得很清楚。
And Paul explained it in the book of Rome and quite clearly.
称义是因着信。
And we can be called righteous, it's because of faith.
不是靠行为。
Not because of behavior.
行律法也不能够叫人得救。
Even you act upon to the Lord, you cannot save people.
只有在神的面前认罪悔改。
It's only you repent in front of God.
信靠神的信实。
And trust and obey God.
顺服神。
And obey God.
这人才能够得救。
Then you can be saved.
那刚才读的2:25告诉我们，西面又公义又虔诚。
So in Luke chapter 2, in verse 25, say,Simon is a righteous and devout person.
也就是说，他是个义人。
He's a righteous man.
圣经凡是提到义人的时候
And whatever the Bible mentioned a righteous man,
这个义完全是神的义。
And this righteousness is God's righteousness.
而不是靠人的行为。
It's not rely on human behavior.
或者遵行律法。
Or you follow the law.
乃是神宣告人为义。
And it is how God proclaimed man is righteous.
那么神根据什么来宣告罪人为义人呢？
And according what God can call man as righteous.
神是借着人的信和认罪。
And because of our faith, because we confess our sins.
然后才宣称一个罪人为义人。
Then God can proclaim why sinners can be a righteous man.
这就是神把主耶稣一次献上的这个祭加在西面身上。
That's how God contribute, Jesus Christ as one living sacrifice and pull this blessing upon Simon.
使他成为义人。
So Simon can be a righteous man.
所以每当神称一个人为义人的时候，
Whatever God call one man as a righteous man,
这就是说神宽恕了他，洁净了他的罪。
It means God has forgiven his sins.
但是在这里，
and also clean his sins.
在这里，
But in here,
虽然主耶稣还没有上十字架，
when the story up to here, even though Jesus Christ was not yet crucified on the cross for our sins,
但是神已经看到了西面的信心。
But God has seen Simon's faith.
因此神称他为义人。
So God has called him a righteous man.
西面真正的相信神的人。
Simon really truly believe in God.
因为西面在殿里跟神有一个很密切的交通。
In God's holy temple, he has a close relationship and fellowship with God.
这里说他又是虔诚的人。
He is a devout person.
也可以说他在神的事上认真小心。
And when he serves God, he's a very careful and very sincere.
特别的谨慎。
And very sincere and very careful.
每件事情他都照着神的吩咐诫命去行。
So everything he acts according God's command.
也就是说他能够为主活出一个好的见证来。
So his life can testify God.
他是一位真正的犹太人。
He is a real Jew.
保罗也在罗马书信里面说过。
And Paul in the book of Rome, he said,
因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
So the Jews from the Jew, they are not real Jews.
只有信靠顺服。
It's only those people who trust and obey.
荣耀神的人才是真正的犹太人。
Who glorify God, they are the real Jews.
才是神所要的。
And that's what God wants.
这里还说，西面素常盼望以色列人的救主。
And Simon, and he always expecting the savior of Israel.
他盼望谁呢？他盼望那位安慰者。
And he expecting this comforter.
这个安慰者也可以帮助他们的。
And who can help them?
换句话说，他也就是期待着弥赛亚的来临。
So he's expecting Messiah to come.
他期待神像大卫和亚伯拉罕所应许的约。
He is expecting the promise God has made to King David and Father Abraham.
也就是他期待的神要赐的大福。
And this is the biggest blessing God ever promised.
因为西面他相信先知以赛亚所说的预言。
So Simon, he believed what the prophecy prophet.Isaiah has made.
在以赛亚书里面，神说要安慰我的百姓。
So in the book of Isaiah, God say you will get comfort and comfort my people.
好，西面怎么知道？我们来看以赛亚书的四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
And Isaiah chapter 40.
然后我们读第一、第二节。
And we shall read verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚书第四十章。
And chapter 40, verse 1 and to Isaiah.
好，第一节。
And verse one.
你们的神说，你们要安慰，要安慰我的百姓。第二节。要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍加增。所以他们都在盼望那位要来的安慰他们。
So they all expressing the one to come to comfort them.
这安慰者是谁？
Who is this comforter?
我们再往下第十节，我们就可以看到。
And we shall read continuously in Isaiah, the same chapter, verse 10.
以赛亚说，是神亲自要来安慰他们。
Is God Himself will be their comforter.
好，请读第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里。他的报应在他面前，所以神大能者要来，带着权柄能力来安慰他们。
So the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he's going to comfort them.
并且这位大能者又像一位牧人。
So he's also behaved like a shepherd.
要来保护羊群。
And to protect his flock.
请读十一节。
And let's read verse 11.
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那牧养小羊的。这个神有没有应验到呢？
And does God promise this one?
有，耶稣来了以后。
And since Jesus came,
在约翰福音书第十章。
And in John chapter 10,
耶稣说，
and Jesus say,
他是好牧人，
I am a good shepherd.
羊在他手里受安慰得保护，
the lamb will get comfort and protection in his arm.
谁也不能够从父手里将他们夺去，
and nobody can take them away from the hands of my father.
所以主耶稣亲自来应验了这个应许。
So Jesus himself came down and to fulfill this promise.
所以以赛亚的预言使得西面大有信心。
So the prophecies, like Isaiah has made Simon, he has a great faith.
以至于他有这个盼望。
Therefore he has this hope.
他知道他能够见到这位救主的来临。
So he knows he can witness the Savior was born.
我现在又请大家回到路加福音第二章的二十五节了。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 2, verse 25.
在二十五节里面还提到西面最关键的一点。
So it talks about the most key point that Simon has mentioned.
请说是什么？
What is that?
又有圣灵在他身上，又有圣灵在他身上。
That's the Holy Spirit called upon him.
所以他才能够明白以赛亚所说的预言。
So therefore he can understand the prophecy like Isaiah has made.
因为西面有圣灵的帮助。
And because he has the help from the Holy Spirit.
也有圣灵不断的在他里面工作。
So Holy Spirit is moving among him and continues to work with him.
以致他不但被称为义，
and he's not only be called righteous,
他又可以成圣，
he also can be sanctified,
并且顺服主的律法，
and also obey God's law,
也能过一个虔诚谨慎的生活，
so he can live as a really reverent life.
接着下来，
and continuously,
在这里他有一个不寻常的经历。
He has one not so ordinary experience.
就在二十六节。
And in verse 26,
他得了圣灵的启示。
It has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
知道自己未死之前必看见主所立的基督。
That he would not die before he has seen the Lord Christ.
这样的启示很少听到。
And this kind of revelation is very hard to hear.
所以西面他是很特别的人物。
So Simons, he's a quite a special man.
他不会死。
He will not die.
除非弥赛亚的临到。
Unless Isaiah was come.
弥赛亚。
And Messiah has come.
他如果生一场大病。
And if he gets sick,
他也不怕。
He will not be scared.
因为他知道他不会死。
Because he knows he will not die.
或者说他还不会死。
And he will not yet die.
他还要在等待弥赛亚的来临。
So he will keep waiting for Messiah.
路加在这里没有告诉我他有多大年纪。
Luke didn't tell how old was Simon.
但是在下一段呢，路加却告诉我们那位女先知亚拿多少岁。
So, but later on, he told us how old is this female prophet Anna.
亚拿是八十四岁的寡妇。
And he is the 84 years old widow.
她昼夜在神的殿里祈求祷告。
He prayed, she prayed earnestly in God's holy temple.
为耶稣做见证。
And She has become the witness for Jesus.
这是第三个见证人。
And she is the third witness.
好，那么你们想，西面有多大年纪？
Maybe we, how old you think Simons might be?
可能我们大家都说他已经老迈了。
And we might say he's pretty old.
已经想要离开这世间了。
He's about to depart from this world.
或者说他已经预备好了。
And he's ready.
想要到神那里去了。
He wants to go back to God.
除了西面以外，圣经没有提到还有第二个人像西面那样子的经历。
Apart from Simons, and no other places in the Bible mention the second person has the same experience as Simon.
西面虽然不知道哪一天主降临。
Even though Simon doesn't know which day the Savior is come.
但是他深深的知道在他有生之年之前他必看见这位救主降临。
But he knows in his living days and the Savior will come.
这是他特别的经历。
And this is a very special experience.
当耶稣的父母抱着婴孩耶稣进殿里的时候
When Jesus' parents carry their infant and the baby into the holy temple
在这个同时也许还有其他父母也同样的带着婴孩来献给主
And at the same time there might be other parents also carry their babies and try to take to God's holy temple
那么西面和耶稣的父母互不相识
And Simons, he doesn't know Joseph and Mary.
那么西面怎么样知道哪一个才是救主呢
？But how can Simons know which one is the holy baby？
但是二十七节告诉我们。
But in 27, it tells us.
西面他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿。
And in the 27, moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts.
正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来。
When the parents brought in the child Jesus,
西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说
：“To do for him that the custom of the law require。”
主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
Simons took him in his arm and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace.
因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
所以救恩是从神来的。
So salvation comes from God.
是个恩典。
Is a grace.
人称义是白白的称义。
When we can be called righteous, is we be given freely.
不是靠人的行为。
No, not by the human action.
也不是遵照着行律法。
It's not according to the human law.
称义乃是因着信。
We can be called righteous because of our faith.
因为西面的信心
and because Simon's faith,
他已经得着了
he has received,
他已经满足了
he has been satisfied,
不但只自己得着
not only he himself has gained something,
他深深地知道他所爱的国民也可以得着
and he knows all the Jewish citizens and he loved, they can get this salvation too.
甚至万民都可以得着这个救恩。
Even the whole world can receive this salvation.
我们就是其中的一位。
And we are one of them.
所以这是西面的看见。
And this is the witness like Simon has showed us.
也是西面他所要做的见证。
And this is his testimony.
今天在大卫的城里要为你们生救主。就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, and Savior was born for you. That is Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
and dear brothers and sisters,
我相信今天圣诞节的特别崇拜聚会
I believe today this Christmas special worship.
神要我们大家向西面学习
God wants us to learn from Simon.
又公义又虔诚
We need to learn from him to be a righteous and devout man.
素常盼望基督的再来
and often expecting Jesus coming back again
又要有圣灵在我们身上
we also hope the Holy Spirit can come upon us
常有圣灵的启示和感动
and we constantly have the Holy Spirit's revelation and moving
随从圣灵过一个得胜的生活
we will follow the Holy Spirit to get a victorious life
明天我们都要上家庭营。
Tomorrow we all going to travel to family camp.
有三天在一起的时间。
We have 3 days to spend together.
相信神要使用张大成长老。
I believe God will use Elder Tom.
用神的话来教导我们。
To use God's word to teach us.
如何预备迎接主的再来。
How to prepare the coming of the Lord.
其实过圣诞就是要提醒我们要过一个分别为圣的生活。
Actually, spend Christmas is reminding us to live a sanctified life and waiting, be awake and waiting for the Lord is coming.
警醒等候主的再来。
And we need to be awake and waiting for the Lord is coming.
我们不要去外面参加什么 party 的。
Don't go out to join those wild parties.
那些地方都是危险的。
Those places nowadays could be dangerous.
不安全。
It's not safe.
我们的灯要点着。
And we need to lighten our light.
腰间要束带。
And our waist need to put on the belt.
预备主来。
And to prepare the Lord is coming.
主来的时候要像闪电一样。
And the Lord will come in like a thunder.
那时候主要发出灵的信号。
And he will show us the signals by his spirit.
若是我们的灵还在睡觉或者不苏醒
So if our spirit is dead or not awake
或者有罪阻隔
Maybe we have sin and our spirit has been separated from God
那么主来的时候
And when God comes
所发出的灵的信号
He show you the signal by the spirit
你的灵没有反应
There will be no reaction from your spirit
那时候就要被撇下
And you will be left behind.
上个星期六，圣经要道列解。
And last Saturday, the Bible study.
老牧师有这样子的教导。
Senior Pastor Lu, he has this teaching.
将来我们都要永远的活着。
We need to live forever in the future.
是灵性的身体永远活着。
But is our spiritual body will live forever.
所以我们都要改变。
Therefore, we all need to be transformed.
都要改变成不朽坏的身体。
And transform to this uncorrupted body.
那个身体就是灵性的身体。
Is a spiritual body.
所以我们。
So therefore,
我们要灵里活着。
We must live by spirit.
我们的灵性的身体才能够永远活着。
And only by the spiritual body we can live forever.
所以我们要在世上操练用灵与神沟通。
So we need to train our spirit. We can continuously to communicate with God.
畅通无阻的。
And it's no blockage. You know, you can't be blocked.
因为我们不知道主耶稣什么时候再来。
Because we don't know when Jesus is coming back again.
我们要 在灵里面跟神有一个亲密的沟通。
We need to have this close relationship with God.
有灵里的感动。
And you can feel in your spirit.
我们要学习在灵里活着。
You need to learn how to live by spirit.
好预备永远活着。
So we will prepare to live forever.
这就是神要给我们的今天的特别的信息。
And this is the message God wants to give to us.
好，我们低头祷告。
And let's pray.
慈悲爱我们的父神
，Dear merciful Heavenly Father，
我们感谢赞美你。
We'd like to thank you。
你是为了爱我们而降生在世上。
Because of the Lord, you were born onto this earth。
你来就是要拯救我们。
When you come, you want to save us。
要从罪恶里把我们拯救出来。
To redeem us from our sins。
现在我们要求圣灵内住我们每一个人里面。
Now we want to ask Holy Spirit to live within us.
使我们又公义又虔诚。
So we can be righteous and devout.
靠着圣灵，天天过得胜的生活。
And by Holy Spirit, we can get a victorious life.
能够为主做美好的见证。
And we can be your witness and showing good testimony for you.
并天天警醒，盼望主你的再来。
So we be awake and be alert and waiting for your coming back again.
我们也祈求你。
We also want to pray to you.
当你来的时候。
When you come.
求你的灵，莫大的能力。来改变我们的每一个人的身体。
And may your Holy Spirit transform us, transform our bodies.
使我们改变背体。
So we can transform into spiritual bodies.
不撇下任何一个。
You will not leave each any one of us left behind.
求神祝福我们。
Please bless each one of us.
谢谢主听我们的祷告。
And please listen to our prayer.
如此感恩祷告。奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.